52.0. EDG 01030420260936, audio. The portholes. Why all these levels? We're talking about a transparent, radiation-reducing outer shield. Secondly, three cameras, then a central radiation-reducing porthole. Next comes an electromechanical device for closing the porthole. It's not over yet. After that, a curtain, and finally, manual closure from inside the SSV. The following text is based on my reading. You are welcome to criticize it. Generally speaking, whether we're talking about alpha, beta, gamma, X-rays, or neutrinos, all these types of radiation are associated with frequency, in the truest sense of the word. The higher the frequency, the greater the penetration of these electromagnetic waves. There comes a threshold where the frequency is so high that the particles can penetrate matter. To what extent, I don't know. If these neutrinos can pass through matter, there's also a good chance they'll collide with the atom's elementary particles. Simply put, this is the theory behind neutron radiation. Experimental tests make it easier to obtain reliable, error-free answers. In my situation, this is impossible. However, others have these resources and some of the answers. Glass doesn't stop neutrons. To create a window that reduces radiation, it must be contaminated. Contamination of this window reduces brightness. Therefore, compromises must be made between radiation reduction and visibility. One solution adopted by NASA is multi-layered glass. I don't know if there's a product between these layers. Other factors, such as mechanical strength, are obviously considered in the design of these windows. Let's return to radiation. Hydrogen-rich elements can control this radiation. Heavy water is used in nuclear reactors for this purpose. This theory, or law, of neutrino physicists speaks of particles that pass through matter. If these particles manage to pass through matter, it's logical to think that they collide, or can collide, with the elementary particles that constitute the atom. The question remains, in what order? Specifically, are there more particles that pass through matter than particles that collide with the atom? Furthermore, could this depend on the material bombarded by this type of radiation? The most likely answer is yes. Experimental research can provide this answer. Why doesn't lead completely stop this radiation? What we believe is that the neutron bombards the atom, and what is emitted from the material is an elementary particle, which is not the same as the one with which the material is bombarded. If this is true, the type of materials used in space has a direct effect on the intensity of penetrating radiation. Radiation exposure in space, according to health standards, is cumulative. This is one way to assess the impact of radiation on human health. Any action aimed at reducing penetrating radiation must be considered for space travelers, especially on long-term missions. This is why we believe all these measures are necessary for the windows. Removing these windows is one solution, however, in some cases, this solution will reduce station safety, so a compromise must be made. Living in a tin can is neither simple nor healthy. Another reason we favor the presence of windows is that cameras can simulate the view through a window on a screen. Installing it in the same area as the actual closed window, for safety reasons, allows us to recreate a healthier environment for the explorers. Those in charge of the orbital launch may be disappointed. We believe the original design could have made a compromise on this specific point. How? By adding this device after the station has been launched into orbit. In short, a delayed installation. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of the abduction in September 2007. The current date is April 3, 2026.